Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go down to River the Time tonight. You guys are in for a phenomenal treat. Our headliner is phenomenal. This gentleman, it's been a while since we had him back. He used to be a local here in Springfield. Now he moved to Indiana. Their governors don't get arrested. He's a very funny guy. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy, Abdul, please, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Don Jr. They do a great job here at the Funny Club. They're good friends. It is so nice to be back home in Springfield. It really is. I spent my days in Indianapolis doing a bunch of stuff. But I tell you this, as I drove across the border today, you know, into Danville, I saw a sign that says, "Welcome to Illinois. That fucker Rob Blagojevich doesn't work here anymore." Yes! Oh, man. Oh, the good old days. No, we really, like I said, it's so nice to be back. Who's the bachelorette? Congrats. Where are you from?
Wyoming.
Wow. We voted for Obama here. Just so you know. Now, Wyoming is actually a pretty interesting place because it has the smallest state in the union by population, right? And they're like, what, two black people there? And they're really Native Americans just trying to pass? It's true, they're relatives of mine. So. No, we're trying to do a good show for you. No, we appreciate you guys coming out. Like I said, lived here for a while, for 10 years before I went to Indianapolis. While I was here, did a number of different things. Was a radio talk show host, taught college part-time, did some political commentary for the newspaper, was an attorney. So if you ever wonder why a black guy in Sangamon County could never find a job, it was because I had all of them. So now you wish you had five jobs, you know, or one job these days. Now, like I said, it is nice to be back. I'm not originally from here. I'm a military brat. Grew up all over the world. Dad served in the Army for damn near 50 million years. God love him, because I wasn't doing it. So, you know, great soldier. You know, loved his country, but not necessarily the most domestic person in the entire world. So now my mom would go away to have a baby or take care of a sick relative. My dad would be in charge. And so he's like, "Boys, your mother's gone, so tomorrow at 0800 hours, I'm going to make you a continental breakfast." So we're like, cool, you know, we have no idea it's rolls of coffee, but, you know, we're 8 and 10 years old, so we go to bed the night, think we're having this really great breakfast, and we, you know, come downstairs, and there's no food on the table. So like, "Hey, Dad, we thought said you're going to make us a continental breakfast." I said, "Yeah, the continent's Africa, there's no food there, now get the hell out of my goddamn house." Whoa, where'd that come from? But it is true what they say, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how hard you try, you do eventually turn into your parents. That became abundantly clear with me and my own son. We were back home a few weeks ago, and so we're in the mall just doing a little bit of shopping. So he's like, "Hey, Dad, can I get a sweater?" I'm like, "Okay, sure." So he goes into Abercrombie & Fitch, which is basically a porno shop with overpriced merchandise for sale. So we go into Abercrombie, and he comes back, I kid you not, he came back with a $175 sweater. I'm like, "What the hell is a $175 sweater doing in Springfield? It must have fell off a truck on the way to Chicago or St. Louis, because that's the only way that shit ended up in this town." Like, I can say that, because I used to live here. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, my son proceeded to lecture me, saying, "Dad, I don't know what your problem is. We have all this money, so why can't I have nice things?" I was like, "Whoa, Kemosabe, time out here. First of all, we do not have money." Matter of fact, now that I really think about it, we really don't have much of anything, do we? I have money. What you have is a suspect paternity test your mother brought back from the Maury Povich show, okay? So I make that shit perfectly clear. You know that woman who just had the, you know, the in vitro fertilization, the 8 kids? She's in for a fucking rude awakening about 14 years in age. Who the hell has children because it's cute? You have puppies because it's cute. You have the goddamn children because it's funny. And the sad part is, she had, what, 6 children beforehand? Yeah. Before she had the 8? Like, what the fuck are you thinking? My parents didn't want the 7 that they had together, much less goddamn 14 children. My dad would come downstairs every morning. You know, he's got 7 mouths to feed. You know, one job, so my mom stayed home. Come downstairs, open the refrigerator, look for a carton of milk, and pray one of our faces was on it. God damn it, we're all still here. It's like, that's like ridiculous. So, but like I said, it is true. I have turned into my father. A couple years ago, did Funny Bone here, had a really great show, ran some buddies of mine, hadn't seen it forever, got home about 3 in the morning, got home, got to bed, and at about 3:35, the phone rang. Now, you guys know when the phone rings at 3:30 in the morning, it is never good news. Somebody. Well, not when the person you're dating is sleeping next to you, though, it isn't. But I do practice law, divorce law. You come talk to me after the show. You don't, because you're McDonald's. Just kidding. White people, goddammit. You know, you'd think with Barack being president and a black guy running the Republican Party, I'd get more than just being able to drive through Chinatown without getting stopped. So. I love telling that joke. It's been so long. I have yogurt in my refrigerator that has more culture and flair than that little goddamn town. And I'm just kidding. I don't make fun of Chinatown. I'm just really somebody from Rochester who got a second job. So. It's so nice to know, ladies and gentlemen, the classic never goes out of style. So, all right, so here I am, 3:30 in the morning, phone rings, it's horrible news. It is my son calling me to tell me he just got into a car accident and he had just wrecked the car that I just made the last payment on. Yeah. Here's how that conversation went. Hello? Hey, Dad, it's me. And? I'm down here at 5th and Washington. And? I got into a car accident, and the sheriff's department's here, and they're about to take me to jail because the registration doesn't match, and I told them it's your car, and since you're on the radio and they know you, you need to come down here and clear this up, and so like, come on, Dad, stop playing. I was like, well, son, let me see if I can read this transcript back to you. You just woke me up at 3:30 in the morning to tell me that you just got into a car accident and wrecked the car that I just made the last payment on and you're about to go to jail. Does that sound right to you? He's like, uh-huh. Well, ask yourself a question. Where are you safer tonight? You're still locked up in Sangamon County right now. Getting passed around for cigarettes and Oreo cookies. That'd been my father. Here's how that conversation would have went. Hello, Colonel Shabazz. We have your son down here at the jail. Well, he's allergic to carrots. Click. And then my dad looked over at my mom and said, hey, they got your son down at the jail. I said, well, did you tell him about the carrots? Uh-huh. Well, we'll get him tomorrow. My parents didn't screw around. Ladies and gentlemen, my parents were like old school parents. My father's idea of time out was the time we spent out unconscious on the goddamn floor. And he did not care. My little sister, she mouthed off to my mother one day. My mother went to smack her. She says, you can't hit me. I'll call child abuse. My mother said, go right ahead. They're on speed dial. It'll take them 15 minutes to get here. I only need 10. Yeah, you laugh, but you know what? If we kicked some more people's ass a while back, they would have to spend $800 billion fucking bailing out everybody in this goddamn country. So, but no, like I said, it is really good to be back. Actually, congratulations on the engagement. I got engaged myself this past year. Getting married in September, right around Labor Day. To a massage therapist, used to be a gymnast. Life is good. And to make life even better, she's as smart as Mrs. Huxtable, more attractive than Halle Berry, and she and my mother love each other to death. Life is good. And she has a blue tooth, not a gold tooth, so that's a relief. Thank you guys for laughing at that. I wasn't sure how that joke was going to go. But we have made it a point, always communicate and, you know, always treat the other one the way you want to be treated. And the really nice thing is we have a deal, you know, as we're trying to save money for the wedding. The deal is if you spend money that's supposed to go to the wedding fund on your particular vice, the other person gets to spend an equal amount of cash. So my vices are cigars and scotch. Hers is Victoria's Secret. So I've told you guys, I'm a lawyer. I negotiate for a living. It's a total win-win. Now, like I said, no, it's always good to be back home in the whole nine yards. Like I said, what's interesting, folks, is I always tell people, and it's kind of funny, I figured out what our problem is in this country. America really doesn't have a race problem, as, you know, evidence, I would say, by the last election. America has a stupid people problem. Because I'm a firm believer, ladies and gentlemen, that as of late, as I watch the news every day, that the stupid people of this nation have procreated unchecked for just way too long, and it's time for that shit to come to an end. allow me to explain. Michael Phelps, what the fuck were you thinking? You make millions of dollars a year, you're going to go do a bong hit with an idiot with a camera in the room. But the room on the street is, even though he lost the Kellogg's endorsement, he's getting White Castle in return, so... Hey. Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. So, but here's my speech, ladies and gentlemen, when I run for president, like, you know, 2024. So, bad guys had to run on America's whole black president novelty thing is now over and done with. My friends, for too long, the stupid people of this nation have been allowed to procreate unchecked, and it must come to an end. So I promise you, during my first 100 days in office, I shall send the Congress a bill that takes the warning labels off of everything. Because I am a firm believer, if you are stupid enough to drink from a bottle of bleach, if you are so retarded that you will go and have children that you cannot afford to take care of, and if you are so fucking stupid that you will try to sell a Senate seat when you know goddamn well the federal government is